Single washes start at just $9, and monthly memberships with unlimited use begin at $21.99. Mr. G's Express Car Wash, the ultimate in car care.
KVOE live and local. Good morning, 847.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 847, we're pleased to have with us, SOS Community Relations Representative Kara Codney joining us as we talk about Domestic Violence Awareness Month activities here.
Kara, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us this morning. We appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.
Well, obviously, this is one of your big months on the schedule here for SOS, Kara, with this being Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And before we start talking about activities, including one coming up here later this week to highlight Domestic Violence Awareness Month, how prevalent is domestic violence, or how do you maybe gauge the amount of domestic violence that's either here in community or in the area that you cover?
Well, I would love to say we don't have any, but we do. And so, I mean, I can get, you know, we kind of can look at our numbers of the services we're providing, right? So, like, in 2022, SOS provided, like, 9,127 services. And that's domestic violence and sexual assault, but that's a big number, you know. So it's definitely here. It's in our community. You know, we helped file 418 protection orders, so it's unfortunate information to share, but it does help us remember that this is a problem here, and it's serious.
Well, it sounds prevalent. I mean, it's something obviously you deal with quite often, and fortunately, SOS has the services to help those that have been affected by domestic violence. But also, how important is it just to get information out there so people know there's help, Cora?
Well, that's such a big thing for us, especially this month. Just to let people know, you know, that we're here, that we want to help them. You know, we're ready when you're ready. We're here to help you and help you find the tools and resources so that they can take that first step towards safety.
And Kara, before we start going into those activities that are coming up here, remind folks about the services that you do offer and the ways that SOS can at least maybe serve as a buffer or help as a buffer for people that are going through domestic violence, regardless of the type.
Sure. We have confidential advocates available 24/7. People can call us and talk to us about what services we have available. We can, you know, we can provide emergency shelter if needed. We provide therapy through our offices. We provide, you know, people who, a lot of our advocates, you know, help with things like filing protection orders or, you know, go through the court process with people and help them. You know, we don't provide legal advice, obviously, but we'll sit with you and help you navigate that and just be there for you and for anyone who needs our services.
Kara Codney, SOS, with us on our Newsmaker 3 segment this morning. This is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and SOS does have some activities planned through the month. And the first is coming up on October 4th, which is this Wednesday. Kara, what do you have happening?
So this Wednesday, we're going to have a small ceremony of reflection and remembrance, just to kind of honor and remember those who have been affected or suffered or maybe even lost their lives as a result of interpersonal violence. And that's 12 to 12:30 here at C of E Park, which is just north of where SOS is, just off Chestnut Street here in Emporia.
Okay. What's going to be part of that memorial ceremony here that's coming up on Wednesday?
Well, we're going to give people an opportunity to, if they want to, share or say something, just to remember maybe a person they care about or who has had, you know, been affected in some way. We'll have some flower petals to release into the water as a way, again, just to kind of honor and remember that, you know, people are really affected by this.
All right. That is coming up on October 4th this Wednesday at the beautiful C of E Park. What about October 19th? What's happening then?
Well, that's a big one. On October 19th, we have our Domestic Violence Community Education and Prevention Training. We have two sessions for that, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. And that one is going to be a great training, very educational. We'll be talking about, you know, things like recognizing batterers' personality traits, removing barriers to, you know, recovery, expanding our prevention efforts, lots and lots of things. We'll have some guest speakers like Lyon County Sheriff's Deputy Jim Baker, and we're bringing in Jen Horst, the Batterer Intervention State Assessment Coordinator. So So it's going to be a really, really great educational training, and it's free. So anybody can just go to our website, and there's a pop-up, and you click on it, and you can register. It's easy.
Kara, is this something that is, I guess, being offered to the community on a, basically for the first time, or have you done this before in past years?
I think in past years we've definitely done different trainings. You know, we try to do different things. This one is a little bit unique in that it's really meant to be for the community and for our community partners and just to help people have a better understanding of this and some of the ways that people can, some of the things we do and some of the things that they can look for. You know, like I said, we're going to talk about recognizing batterers' personality traits. And it's really a day that is not a new thing, but I think we're looking at it a little bit new this year to really help people understand this problem and how we can face it in our community.
October 19th, that's Domestic Violence Community Education and Training. And where will that be taking place, Kara?
That will be at Flint Hills Technical College. People do need to be registered, but it is free and open to the public.
Okay,
good deal. And then you've got one more, which actually is 2 days. And the way it sounds is this is specifically geared towards our area Hispanic community.
So we have been working on making a video that we'll be releasing on October 24th and 25th. And so on those days, we're going to have an information session to share information about that video because we really want to get it out there to local employers in a way that they can share that with their employees to help us spread awareness of our services. It's a Spanish language video. We've been creating it through our Latinx Outreach Project, which is through a United Way grant, and it's really for us to just help find a new pathway to share information about who we are and what we do and that we're here to help people.
Okay, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We're fortunate to have SOS here providing all the services that they do, and they are aplenty. Kara, people want more information about Domestic Violence Awareness Month or the services provided by SOS. Where can they find that?
I think one of the best places this month will be our social media. We're gonna, you know, we have Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and we'll be sharing tons of information about, you know, how they can help their friends if they're in a bad situation, myths and facts, and about our events. And they can always contact us. Our website is soskansas.com, so soskansas.com, or they can always email us at info@soskansas.com.
Outstanding. Well, Kara, please keep us posted, and we'll try to get you back on the schedule here for the Domestic Violence Education and Training Seminar, plus the Latinx Outreach Info Sessions, too, before the end of the month.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Kara, thanks. Great job. Kara Codney, SOS, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. This month, Chuck?
All right. Tomorrow morning, we have a Newsmaker 2, and right now we've got Salvation Army Captain Miley Hatton and also Spartan Stop organizer Heather Wagner. And you know where this is going, folks. We've been telling you about the KVOE Drive for Food now for a couple of weeks. We'll be discussing their agency's needs heading into that Drive for Food, which is later this month.
Thanks, Chuck. KVOE Live and Local. Sunshine, 64 degrees. It is 8:55.
Hartford Harvest Day is back, Saturday, October 7th. The day is jam-packed full of events. At 11 a.m., Beard Barbecue and Turquoise Tavern open up. 12 noon, vendor booths open, bouncy house for the kids, cornhole tournament sign-up, cakewalk, face painting, and more. At 5 p.m., it's the penny supper at the church. To finish the day off, the DJ starts at 8 p.m. The following sponsors invite you to this year's Hartford Harvest Day.
The She Shed. Stop by the She Shed for coffee and browse the secondhand store. They'll also be having biscuits and gravy on Hartford Harvest Day. Thank you for your support. Ferguson Farms and Flowers. They appreciate all the support this year and are looking forward to the 2024 growing season. Happy Hartford Harvest Day. And the Hartford State Bank, a full-service bank that offers the convenience of internet and mobile banking.